Gary, can you talk about getting ready to go back to Starkville and tee it up against Vic again?
I guess it's called Stark Vegas now since it's on their floor. I couldn't believe they changed their floor to Stark Vegas. But I think it's good. Everybody used to make jokes about Stark Vegas, so now they put it on their floor. So maybe it's just part of their tradition now. I'm fixing to go play number 4 or 5 in the nation, and they're that good. The game Monday night against South Carolina has been the best basketball game played all year among top 10 teams. And because generally if Connecticut's in the ball game, they've been winning by more than 10 every time they play. But this was the best basketball game. Made me proud to say both of them are in my conference. It made me scared to say both of them are in my conference. But I really thought Mississippi State handled the ball game, and I thought they had control of it for about three quarters of the game. But South Carolina's got 4 good post players, but I thought balance-wise, I thought Mississippi State did a better job, particularly with their pressure defense.
So what's going to be the case for you? You look at their inside game, the way they pressure. But, I mean, what do you feel like the top 2 or 3 keys for you guys?
First 5 minutes of the game. I looked at the film this morning of last year's game, and it was the ugliest first quarter you ever seen. It was 7-7 till they hit a 3 at the buzzer, and both teams were just playing hard, playing man-to-man defense, and neither team can score. I think it's going to be a little bit different. Of course, I'd like to see the score in the 50s. If it's in the 50s, that means we're having to grind out possessions, and we both run a lot of the same offense. It's called sets. He's tweaked a lot of the sets that we used to run. He runs them for his personnel, and he does a good job. I'm having to run them for my personnel, and I might not be able to have the same Vivian's coming off screens like she comes off screens and just attacks. I had it last year with Walker and Williams. This year we're having to do it more with 3-point shooters. We're having to do it with great point guard play. We're having to do it a different way. And so I think also the key to the ball game is we have to get some easier baskets instead of relying everything on half-court offense or getting to the foul line. And I think that's going to be important. They're so aggressive, they foul a lot. And we shoot good free throws when we can get there, except at the Missouri game. I think what we've got to do is just realize it's not going to be won in the first 5 minutes, but sometimes it could be lost in the first 5 minutes if you're not ready to play and you don't have your attitude right and you don't follow your game plan. I'm sure Vic wants to go and play as much pressure on us as he can. He'll play full court pressure. I mean, Morgan Williams will be on Curtis Knox. Dillingham will be on Danny. Vivian's will be on Jazz. I know all the matchups. The problem is he has a little bit more depth than we do. He has everybody back from last year that mattered. And what I have is everybody back that played for us last year but not significant minutes. So it's going to be a good matchup. And since we have him on the return here, we need to go into this ball game and just say, let's get it to the last 5 minutes. Get it to the last 5 minutes, and we're pretty good in those situations.
What a win, you know, over a top five team kind of do for this team moving forward?
My gosh, it'll be my Super Bowl since my Cowboys are not in it. I mean, anytime Coach Schaefer and I go against each other, whether it's in recruiting or on the basketball court or on the golf course, we both know how to compete, and we take a lot of pride in our friendship, but we take a lot of pride in beating the other man. And I think it's important. But remember, Vic and I are not playing each other. It's Mississippi State and Texas A&M. We both have the same colors. A lot of our staffs have intertwined with each other during the course of the year. They're probably going to have another sellout at Mississippi State. And hopefully when they come back here, we can eventually get our fans in the stands and we can have a sellout on the return back here. But I want it to just be a great basketball game, get it down to the end. where we both have to make adjustments, decisions, and 18 and 20-year-olds can win the ball game. But I still like our chances. I think we have played better this year when we've played better competition. Our five losses has come to teams that I thought we were better than, but we didn't do it at the end. So this is a big step for us. By far, this is the best team that we have played this year, not even close to anybody else.
Okay, is it important to get like a few quality minutes on Jackson and Wright, or do you have to go ahead and manage Cooper, manage your first six better in a game?
Oh, well, it'll just dictate on the flow of the game. We've been so fortunate that we've been able to keep Hillsman out of foul trouble. And the difference is they have two big fives and we only have one. And so, but both of their fives got into trouble against South Carolina and they both fouled out. And I thought that was a huge difference in the last couple of minutes in their ball game, because they didn't have anybody that could stop Wilson or Coates down there. I don't think we're going to foul out two post players, because South Carolina's offense is completely different than ours. They play power basketball at all times. We spread it around. We've got to find what's working for us, then go to it and stay with it. But we'll have to make adjustments. I just need to be very smart in calling a ball game. I need to be the offensive coordinator that knows when we need to do something, when we need to change up. And then my kids are going to have – this is going to be the first big-time crowd we've played in front of this year. We have not played in front of more than really 3,000 live folks, no matter what the attendance. But they'll have eight or more at this ball game, and so our kids should rise to the occasion. This is a form of a Super Bowl for us.
How have you seen McGowan, their girl from Brenham? How has she kind of improved over the last month? It seems like she's starting to put it together.
I think she's improved because she hasn't had to be the first option. She can just come off the bench and freewheel it. She knows she's got five fouls. She's a great offensive rebounder. She's been finishing around the basket. I mean, that's a tremendous luxury he has. She's only playing about 17 minutes a game, but when she has the ball or she's guarding the ball, something's going to happen. And she's a true 6'7". I know there's a whole lot of football coaches would love to have her at tight end, because the kid has done a tremendous job and they've developed her very well.